You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started. The U.S. charges alleged hackers, the EU delivers a novel stimulus package, and an expert calls for more transparency on vaccine side effects. Here's what you should know. The U.S. Department of Justice delivered an 11-count indictment against two Chinese nationals, alleging, among other crimes, that they hacked into computer systems of organizations developing a COVID-19 vaccine while working on the behalf of the Chinese government. According to the indictment, this most recent scheme is part of a global hacking campaign that has lasted more than a decade. After 5 days of haggling, EU leaders have struck a landmark $857 billion stimulus package that will help the countries hit hardest by the pandemic in a novel way. The plan calls for most of the money to be given out in the form of grants, rather than loans that would add to the country's national debt. Europe has shown it is able to break new ground in a special situation. Exceptional situations require exceptional measures, said German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Results out of Moderna's and Oxford's COVID-19 vaccine trials have generated a lot of excitement. But experts worry that amid all the hype, the press is not paying enough attention to the potential adverse side effects of these vaccines. As Hilda Bastian warns in Wired, the lack of transparency about this now could lay the groundwork for anti-vaccine messaging later, if and when these vaccines actually come to the market. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.